Hello there. Good afternoon. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us today on another very important, I think maybe one of the most important broadcasts that I've ever done. As we answer the very strange question, is President Trump like Captain Moroni? I never in my wildest dreams did I think that we would be dealing with this question. But last night, I couldn't sleep. I woke up. I came in. I sat down on my computer. I was looking at some things. And guess what was trending on Twitter? The number one item on Twitter. Captain Moroni. Why? Well, hopefully most of you saw this story. If not, I'm going to share it with you. Our United States Senator compared President Trump to Captain Moroni. And I have to tell you, I have tried to avoid religion when it comes to this election. But so many people have it, and I have bit my tongue when people, I had this couple, the senior couple on the phone when I was running for Congress, and they were yelling at me at the top of their lungs, telling me that President Trump is the chosen one and that God has sent him to restore Christian values. And by the way, they threw in a bunch of expletives for good measure. And over the course of the campaign trail, I cannot tell you how many people believe that President Trump is chosen and anointed by the Creator to restore Christian values to this country. And so here we go. We're getting ready for the election. President Trump is in Arizona. He is campaigning with our own United States Senator Mike Lee, who I have agreed with on occasion and disagreed with on occasion, just like President Trump. And what does he do? He makes it about religion. And so, my friends, I'm going to finally answer the question. And I'm going to bet that by the time I'm done with this podcast, I will have lost several listeners, if not more than several, because I'm going to say some things that challenge the core of what many of you may believe. And I'm going to probably, when this is said and done, get some death threats and have people attack me and seek to destroy my character when I'm done. But I have to speak out. I have to say something. I have to do something. And today is that day, just a few days before the election. And when I am done, there should be no question left in your mind that President Trump does not in any way, shape, or form resemble Captain Moroni from the Book of Mormon. If you're listening to this, we have a lot of listeners in California and other places. If you are listening to this and you don't know who Captain Moroni is, he's a captain from the Book of Mormon. He rallies his people together and gets them to fight for their freedoms. And there are several scriptures out there that talk about his character. And these are the things that Mike Lee decided to point out. So that's why today we're asking the question, is President Trump like Captain Moroni? But I'm going to extend that question. To me, more importantly, does President Trump represent Christian values? If you think he does, please put it in the comments. I can see your comments. We can play them live. Which Christian values do you believe that President Trump represents? Which Christian values is he fighting to restore? When you look at Christ's words, tell me which things that President Trump has done that make you think, that's Jesus Christ. That's what he taught. Which political platform represents Christ? What words flowing from this president's mouth represent Christ? Which ones? That's what I want to know. This is Patty in answering the question, does President Trump, is he like Captain Moroni? She just flat out says no. This is Andrew. Andrew says no, definitely no. This is Sheldon. Sheldon says the very powers of hell would be shaken forever. I think not. This is Orion. He says President Trump is more of a wicked King Noah than he is a Captain Moroni. King Noah, another reference to the Book of Mormon. And this is Sheldon again. Sheldon says, or maybe Amalickiah. Wasn't he the guy who wanted to be king? Again, another reference to the Book of Mormon. All right, let's start where this all begins. And this is, again, the reason I wasn't going to bring up religion. The only time I've brought up faith and religion this entire election season is when people refuse to wear a mask. And I've said, who cares about civil liberties? Who cares about the statistics? If you're told that wearing a mask can save lives, then love your neighbor and put on that mask. Because I believe that that's a Christian thing to do. And that's the only thing that I have said. Now, I'm going to say a lot more. And at the end of this podcast, you are going to hear me say something that it will be shocking. So stay tuned. Here is our own United States Senator, Mike Lee.
To my Protestant and evangelical friends, we have to remember that it's by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we've had 4 years of prosperity and peace. To my Mormon friends, my Latter-day Saint friends, think of him as Captain Moroni. He seeks not power to pull it down. He seeks not the praise of the world or the fake news, but he seeks the well-being and the peace of the American people.
My friends, I could not be more disappointed in Senator Mike Lee today. I could not be more ashamed. And I could not be more concerned. How do you look at President Trump and say he seeks not the praise of the world? How do you look at President Trump in this epidemic, this pandemic, and say he seeks the well-being and the peace of the American people? Well-being with COVID? Really? Peace? With everything, all the divisions, all of the protests, all of the things going on, he seeks the peace and the well-being of the American people. Stop it, Senator Lee. Just stop it. Are we looking at the same man? This is the original scripture from the Book of Mormon that he is citing. It says, quote, "I seek not for power, but to pull it down. I seek not for the for honor of the world, but for the glory of my God and the freedom and welfare of my church or my country." Sorry. I'm just curious. Do you think Christ cares about the economy? Again, I'm going to ask over and over again, what Christian values? And we know that Captain Moroni was a Christian. And that he was humble. And that he sought not his own power or fame or authority. Can you say that about Donald Trump? He doesn't seek fame or power or his own praise. Can you really say that? This is a humble man. Can you imagine, those of you who are believers in the Book of Mormon, if you went to a speech by Captain Moroni, and this is what he said.
Nobody knows the system better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows.
Nobody's better.
Nobody's stronger.
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
Nobody knows debt better than me.
Nobody even understands it but me.
Nobody can do it like me.
Which is why
I alone can fix it.
I have Ivy League education, smart guy.
I know words, I have the best words.
I mean, like, I'm a smart person.
It's this, it's not my salesmanship.
It's what?
This, you know what that is? It's the brain power.
I'm getting thousands of letters and tweets that I was right about the whole situation. I mean, I've been right about a lot of things, frankly. I should be a newscaster because I called it before the news.
I watch this stuff. You know, I'm like a guy with vision.
I have an instinct for this kind of thing.
I'm good at war. I've had a lot of wars of my own. I'm really good at war.
In my book, I predicted terrorism.
It's a rigged system. I think I've done a great service by pointing this out. I was the one that really broke the glass ceiling on behalf of women.
I think I'm doing the military a great favor.
Did a great job in Texas, a great job in Florida.
I truly believe that the first 100 days of my administration has been just about the most successful in our country's history.
It looked like a million and a half people.
Oh, my friends, can you imagine? Can you imagine? This is Philip. Philip says, stop trying to sway with religion. No, Obama and Hillary are going to jail eventually. You're pathetic. I'm not the one who brought up religion, Philip. It was Senator Mike Lee. And I'm not the one who is being supported by Christians across the country who believe that President Trump is about Christian values. So I'll ask you this, Philip, since I've got you on the line, if you're still there. Which Christian values does President Trump preach, exemplify, magnify, or fight for? Which Christian values? Let me know. Which ones? Kathy says one of his favorites is President Trump saying, I know words. He has the best words. There is a term for what President Trump is, religiously speaking. And this is the term that's going to get me in trouble today. I'm wondering if you could figure it out. He is not like Captain Moroni, but there is a term for somebody who leads Christians astray from Christianity. And he does it in the name of Christ. There is a term in the Mormon church for this type of person. Can you guess what term I'm talking about? This is the term that's going to get me in trouble today. This is David. He says, I'm not even LDS and I disagree with Mike Lee. It's all about him and he's got no Christian values. Please tell me. I'm wide open here. If President Trump is restoring Christian values, then please tell me which ones. Philip? Philip says, okay, thanks. None. Agreed. His policies are bringing back our jobs from China. Now, if you want to say that I support President Trump because of his policies, we can have that discussion. I've been having that discussion every day if you look at my podcasts. And I've talked about what the value of deregulation has done and the value of the tax reform. We could talk about those things. But today we're talking about Christian followers of Trump who believe that he is the anointed. He is the chosen one. He is the Captain Moroni. I totally appreciate that if you like him because he's going to bring back jobs. I totally get that. But you know what? That doesn't mean he's handled Corona well. That doesn't mean that he's handled the protests well. That doesn't mean that he's handled other things well. But today's discussion was brought up by a United States senator who represents my state and, by the way, my religion. And so today's podcast is a direct response to him and to those people who, over the course of my campaign for Congress, yelled at me and were angry at me because I couldn't see that President Trump represented Christianity, that he is Captain Moroni of our time. Now we've got some people who have guessed the word or the phrase that I'm talking about. The term used in the church to describe somebody who leads the people away from Christian values And those people believe they're following Christian values. That's what's happened here. You can support President Trump for a thousand different reasons, but Christian values are not one of them. And I'm tired of hearing it. I am tired of hearing it. Which Christian value does he espouse or represent? Which Christian policy? Now, I'm going to play a couple of things for you here so that you can contrast Christ and his teachings with President Trump. And you tell me if Christianity has not been deceived. Because these are the teachings, the core teachings of the Savior of the world.
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the one cheek, let him hit the other one also. And if someone takes away your coat, let him have your shirt as well. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if someone takes what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do for others only what you would have others do for you. If you love only the people who love you, why should you receive a blessing? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, why should you receive a blessing? Even sinners do that. Love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. And then you will have a great reward, for you will be sons of the Most High God. For he is good to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
My friends, these are the core teachings of Christ. And the American people who follow President Trump are being taken away from those core principles. They have been led astray. And their hearts are filled with anger and with hate. And I understand if you want your political philosophy to win, but I would suggest to you that there is nothing in Christianity that dictates a political philosophy. That Christ was not concerned with governments. And for example, as we hear a president who chants law and order, what did the Savior do when confronted with law and order? When an adulteress was brought before him, and the law demanded that she be stoned to death. What did he do? Christ's law does not represent, it is not represented by this man. He has openly and blatantly led Christians astray. Now, you just heard the words of Christ. Now you tell me if the following words in any way, shape, or form exemplify, honor, pay respect, or lead people to Christ. You tell me.
I certainly don't incite violence.
Knock the crap out of them.
Like to punch him in the face.
I don't condone violence, and I don't talk about violence.
I would have done well, but I would have been boom, boom, boom. Beat that.
I don't know if I'll do the fighting myself or if other people will.
Maybe he should have been roughed up because it was absolutely disgusting what he was doing.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it.
In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily. We've become weak.
And you know what? The audience swung back. And I thought it was very, very appropriate. The audience hit back. And that's what we need a little bit more of now.
Part of the problem and part of the reason it takes so long is nobody wants to hurt each other anymore, right?
I don't know if I would have done well, but I would have been out there fighting, folks. Boom, boom, boom. I'll beat that.
Do you plan on paying for the legal fees of this older gentleman in North Carolina who sucker punched the protester?
From what I understand, he was sticking a certain finger up in the air.
And
that is a terrible thing to do front of somebody that, frankly, wants to see America made great again.
It's possible you could help him with legal fees if this man needs it.
I've actually instructed my people to look into it, yes.
Here's what is so remarkable to me. There is a general feeling or belief among the Mormon Church, and I believe among Christians, that the founders of this nation taught that if this nation strays from Christianity and strays from belief in God, then the nation cannot stand, that the nation will fall. Yet here they are, embracing everything that goes against their core beliefs, and they can't see it. They've been so blinded. Now, I think part of this is part of the two-party system and this adversarial system where we believe that the other side is evil and that they're godless. My opponent, who is now the Republican candidate for Congress in District 4, he calls the Democrats godless. Yet he blindly supports a man who condones violence and calls for violence. He doesn't teach forgiveness. He doesn't teach any form of Christianity whatsoever. He is the one who is godless. But he has deceived everybody into thinking he represents Christ. Again, I will ask you, what Christian values or principles does this president of the United States represent? Is he a Captain Moroni, as Senator Mike Lee said? No, my friends, Christian followers of Trump have been led astray. Now, again, if you tell me that you support him because you want a wall on the border, because you want tax cuts, because you want smaller government, I'm a conservative. I believe all of those things. But to say that people who disagree with you are godless, while at the same time having your heart filled with hate and anger, you look at the audience at Trump rallies when he starts talking in such a despicable way, and you look at their response. I'm going to share a couple more things that are specific to the Mormon Church, because I am responding to what Senator Mike Lee said. My friends, the Book of Mormon is not a warning against the wicked, the Gentiles, those people who have not received the gospel. If you read the Book of Mormon, you will learn very quickly that the God of the Book of Mormon does not care about the wicked who have not received the gospel. The Book of Mormon is a warning against those who have received Christianity and who turn from it, who fill their hearts with pride and turn away from it. Remember Lehi's dream, the great and spacious building? How many of those people were on the path, clinging to the rod, and they got lost? This is a warning to the members of the church. That's what the entire book is. And if you support Donald Trump with a belief that he is fighting to restore Christianity to this country. He has deceived you. He has used you. And he has led you to a place where Christianity, in my opinion, cannot dwell in your heart. This is Russell. Russell says he didn't lead them astray. They were already astray and joyfully chased after him. I would say that that is true for many. Definitely for many. I think is born out of frustration of not getting your way politically for years and years with Obama. And it's born out of a belief that your side is righteous and the other side is not. And that's what the two-party system has led us to. That if somebody wants socialized medicine, they're evil. Explain that to me. Where Christ talked about socialism or communism or conservatism. You know, I could easily argue, I'm not a fan of many social programs. I think we have to have some. But it's pretty easy to explain how these programs, if they take care of the poor and the needy and provide health care, it's pretty easy to say those sound like Christian principles, don't they? And over the years, I've gotten to know many Democrats who are God-fearing. This system that we're in right now, this belief system that we're Luke Skywalker and they are Darth Vader, is so dangerous because it puts us in a position where we can be deceived, and we have been deceived by a master who is in it for political gain and in it for his own fame and his own well-being. And I am ashamed of Mike Lee today. Now, I asked you the question. He's not a Captain Moroni. And I told you, I'm going to say something today that I may lose listeners forever and I may get death threats because of it. But it is time to speak the truth. And Mike Lee, you pushed this out of me. And David Saunders actually came up with exactly the term that I was looking for. President Trump is not a Captain Moroni. And what is the term for somebody that we know in the Mormon church, and I don't know if other churches use the term or not, for somebody who leads the people away from Christ in the name of Christ, supported as a Christ, as a Savior. By the way, this president has called himself the chosen one. And I told you on my campaign, I got yelled at by people, members of the LDS church, who told me, how dare I say something bad about President Trump? Because he was sent and chosen by God. Here's the term. Are you ready? Are you ready for it? There it is. There it is. Donald J. Trump is an antichrist. He leads people astray. And those people believe that they are following Christ. And that's how they get you. He is an antichrist. This is David again. He says, thank you, J-Mac, for bringing this up. I have many family members who are LDS and follow your show that are hardcore Trump. Again, if you want to support Trump for tax cuts and the wall and foreign policy and all of these things, those are all discussions of value that can be had. But when you find yourself in a place where you believe that somebody who represents no Christian values, who has no morality, no moral compass, and he leads you to a place of hatred and anger, and he uses fear, and you're sitting there going, yeah, this is what Christ wants. This is Devin. He says, say what you will, But not voting for Trump is a vote for Biden and abortion. So I'll take Trump's idiot speeches over the vileness of abortion. I understand. And that's clearly put. But what you're not saying is he's a Captain freaking Moroni. You're not saying he's restoring Christianity. And by the way, I've looked and looked. The Bible makes no reference to abortion. Although I am pro-life. I support him because Biden is a worse choice for this country. David, it didn't have to be that way. We could have held to our core values in the initial primary. It didn't have to be this way. And if people would have stood up to this man over the last 4 years and said to him, people from our party, people from our side of the aisle had said, that is not us. You do not represent our core values. Then he would have had to have changed. Because he wants to be reelected so bad. When Senator Lee specified what President Trump reminded him of Captain Moroni, no one is perfect. Well, I read him. He seeks not the praise of the world, Wynn. He seeks the well-being and the peace of the American people. Really? Mm-mm. Nope. This is Sebastian. Thanks, Jay. So much thanks. Can I just ask this question? What good is an America that is great? An America that has the best economy, the best jobs, the most secure borders, the best military, if it has lost all of its core Christian values and its citizens are filled with pride and hate? Now, I know that you're going to choose him over Biden. But what if when it's all said and done, the very man that you support, because you don't want Biden, that would be the worst thing in the world. And there's no Christianity left. And everybody is filled with anger. And all they care about is themselves. Like with mask, it's me, me, me. It's me. Oh, I'm inconvenienced. I can't make a choice to save somebody else's lives. People are taking from me. And if you don't like it, leave this country. This is David. David says, if you believe the president impacts abortion, which president saw the greatest decreases in abortion rates? Have you looked it up? Well, I can tell you that abortion has been going down and down and down consistently through every single president over the last, I believe, well, since Roe v. Wade, and that we're currently at our lowest numbers ever. Let's see, this is Jessica. This is what happens when you have two extreme parties and very few moderates. I agree. Let's see, this is Devin Holt again. Trump will win because of the votes he will get that are simply against Biden. I encourage you to look at the last podcast I posted. I share with you why I believe President Trump won in the first place and why I believe that those scenarios have changed dramatically. So please take a look at that. Blair sent a really long text. Blair, I'm not going to be, I'll read it afterwards and I'll comment afterwards, but I can't post or read a huge text that long. But again, I'm asking the question and nobody's said it yet. Those of you who are supporting Trump, nobody's answered my question yet. With the exception of abortion, tell me which Christian values, which Christian principles he represents, because I can tell you which ones he destroys on a daily basis. And I can tell you that he has led people to a place where there is no Christianity in their hearts, but they think they're doing it in the name of Christianity. That's why he's an antichrist. Let's see. Is the hate on the left a response to the contention he embodies? The hate on the left is in many ways because of the two-party system and because we've been taught to be that way. I've been, as an experiment, I've been posting Ronald Reagan clips to TikTok and to my Instagram. If you go to TikTok, if you're not on TikTok, go to JMcFarlaneZero on TikTok. And all I've been doing is posting Ronald Reagan clips. And it's been ticking off a lot of Trump supporters. Because Ronald Reagan, you don't have to agree with his policies. And that was never about his policies. It was about how he carried himself, how he led, how he unified, how he dealt with a media that was against him, how he exemplified Christianity in adversity. And this is something that I'm going to, this is something I want to leave with you that is very important. What good is winning the battle if you've become what you hate? What good is winning the fight if conservatism wins the day in this country? And what is left is a bunch of haters filled with anger who are selfish and who do not have Christianity in their hearts. When it's all said and done, if you believe in an afterlife, I quipped, I made a joke at the end of one of my podcasts on COVID, and I asked this question, and I think it's a very fair question. What if the mask wearing is a test from God to see if you love your neighbor more than you love yourself? What if President Trump is a test to see if you value Christianity and Christian values more than you value a tax cut, more than you value your job? Christianity is supposed to hold the highest place in your heart. Yet you will abandon it so quickly for a wall, for a tax cut. I want you to hear it again, because this is what the man taught. Now, if you're upfront and you're frank about it and you say, I know he doesn't represent Christianity, I know he doesn't espouse those things, but I like his policies. Well, again, then we can have discussions about individual policies. But this podcast is a direct response to our United States Senator who made it about religion.
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the one cheek, let him hit the other one also. And if someone takes away your coat, let him have your shirt as well. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if someone takes what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do for others only what you would have others do for you. If you love only the people who love you, why should you receive a blessing? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, why should you receive a blessing? Even sinners do that. Love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. And then you will have a great reward, for you will be sons of the Most High God. For he is good to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
This is Rob. Rob says, let me get it back up, Rob. Rob says, I might have missed something that I would love to wrap my head around. Is there Christian values that Biden brings to the table? First thing I would say to you, Rob, is that's irrelevant. If you're supporting Trump and you believe that he represents Christian values, then you should be able to stand up and say where and how, regardless of who he's running against. But the answer is absolutely yes. I have seen Joe Biden show compassion. I have seen Joe Biden call for unification. I have seen Joe Biden be kind. I've also seen him attack President Trump and say things that are not Christian. But if you want to compare the two and who most represents Christian values and who they carry themselves, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm choosing Joe Biden. Doesn't mean I'm going to vote for him. But I'll tell you right now, people have been asking me, am I voting for Trump? And the answer is absolutely no. Absolutely not. Blair sent this long text. It's hard for me to break down a long text. He says, I'm putting words into Mike Lee's mouth. His comments are not up for your interpretation. What? His comments aren't up for my interpretation. What? He represents me. Of course they're up for interpretation. You say I misrepresented him?
To my Protestant and evangelical friends, we have to remember that it's by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we've had 4 years of prosperity and peace. To my Mormon friends, my Latter-day Saint friends, think of him as Captain Moroni. He seeks not power to pull it down. He seeks not the praise of the world or the fake news, but he seeks the well-being and the peace of the American people.
Now, Blair says I'm taking that out of context. Tell me how. What have I misinterpreted? He took a scripture from the Book of Mormon and he replaced Captain Moroni with Trump. And he said he seeks not the praise of the world. Do you agree or disagree with that? He seeks the well-being and the peace of the American people. Do you agree or disagree with that? Well-being, we're in a pandemic. And he has done everything in his power to avoid it. And the peace of the American people. Has he sought to bring peace? When you look at President Trump, do you see him as a peacemaker? Not a chance. Do you want me to play again all the times he's called for violence? This is not a peacemaker. And then Blair says, get over yourself. You are not the great decider. I am an American, and I have every right to express my opinions. And you can attack me. You can go after my character. Or you can tell me where he is Christian. Blair, you say you answered the question. I don't see in your response where you said and explained where President Trump espouses Christian values or represents them. I'd like to see that. Let's see. This is Rob. Rob says, haven't actually voted yet, but right behind Biden is Pelosi. And she has always struck me as nuts or evil or both. Again, what does that have to do with the subject of the day? If you're telling me you don't care how evil President Trump is because you think Biden is more evil, there's nothing I can do to combat that. That is not my concern. And this podcast is not about an election. I am not talking to you about who you're going to vote for. I am asking you to search your heart and your soul and ask yourself if you have been deceived into believing that this man represents Christianity or Mormonism. If you think he is like, think of him as Captain Moroni. Let's see. David. David says, Trump is absolutely not a good person, but neither is Biden. It is better to vote for the devil we know than the one we don't. I'm not going to get on you for voting for him. That is your personal choice. That is your decision. My concern comes from those who believe this man represents their Christian values and who sell that and who get on others who don't believe it, who yelled at me on the campaign because I didn't agree that he was the chosen one, or who stand up at political rallies and say, think of him as Captain Moroni. Cheryl says, okay, listening to Mike Lee at the rally, I very nearly vomited. You know, if you are a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you have a highly visible individual who just went on national TV and announced that our faith celebrates a man like President Trump. And that there's a figure in the Book of Mormon who we celebrate and who we prop up, who we should think of as Captain Moroni. That's going to help the missionary effort a lot. Let's see, Wynn again here. I see your point, but maybe President Trump brings together people to complement his weak points. He has an ego, so he finds others that are humble. Oh, Wynn, he only brings together a very small group of people, this base of people, and he gins them up to anger and to hatred. Pride doesn't lead to humility. Look at the teachings of Christ. Ask yourself, under Trump, maybe this is a better way to put it. Ask yourself if under Trump, we have become a nation that more follows Christian principles or that has thrown Christian principles out the door. Do you see embodied in the diehard followers of Trump? Do you look at them and say, that's exactly what Christ would do? And I'm not asking for perfection here. I'm asking you to give me one example of where he espouses or teaches or embodies or exemplifies Christianity, of where he doesn't lead the masses astray. Because that's what an antichrist does. An antichrist will lead the followers of Christ away from his teachings the whole time believing that they're on the right path. And they are being led right to you know where. Let's see, David again. You are most definitely right. He does not represent my Christian values. He is more like Cory Anton in the Book of Mormon. And those of you who are not readers of the Book of Mormon or followers, I apologize for these references. But that's what happens when you have a United States senator stand up and compare President Trump to Captain Moroni. Again, Wynn says, well, I don't know Trump personally, but Senator Lee works with him. Do you need to know him? If everything he exemplifies, if every word he says, look at his tweets. I mean, I just played the videos. Do you want to do a tweet assessment of the hatred and the anger? I mean, come on. Let's see. If we voted based on Christian values, most presidents wouldn't have been elected. But two are only shown. Two options, Democrat versus Republican. And people become more worried about their party losing than the values policies they are actually... Sorry, I have that covered up. They are actually supporting. Look, I completely agree, Jessica, that... The people are in a quandary. I'm in a quandary. I'm in a huge quandary. I want smaller government. I do not want socialized government. I want to fight against socialized programs. I want to fight against debt. I believe that the Constitution should be interpreted strictly so that if it's not specifically mentioned in the Constitution, then the federal government shouldn't touch it. And if they want it, they need to amend the Constitution to get it. So that's why I haven't abandoned the right. Many people, I hear from them every day, have said, I've joined the Democrat Party because of Trump. I'm inside saying, people, we got to wake up here. We got to realize that our constant support of this man, our blind support of this man, is going to hurt the party for decades. It's going to hurt conservatives for decades. Because everyone on the outside And think about this. By their fruits shall you know them. Everyone on the outside who might be considering conservatism, how are they judging conservatism? They're judging it based upon the leader, President Trump. And they're watching. They're saying, wow, when President does something that goes completely against Christianity, or he does something that goes against civilized behavior, when he acts like an outright child, you know what they do? They do this. They look around. They start rubbernecking. And they look at all of the other Republicans. And they look at us, the people who voted for him. And they say, do you condone this? Because if you condone it, if you look away, you become complicit. And you become part of it. But if you say what many of you are saying, and that is, I can't support that behavior. I can't support those tweets. I can't support, and I can't say he's Christian or represents Christianity in any way, shape, or form. And I wish I had a better option, but I'm going to tell you right now, we do not support that, and he does not represent us. But what happens is good people have been sucked in, and it's become a cult. And he can do no wrong in their eyes. And the other side is evil. And I would suggest that you assess each individual based upon their fruits, not based upon your party affiliation, not based upon some belief that your side has a monopoly on religious righteousness and the other side is godless. Thank you, Burgess Owens. I'll use your terms. They're godless. Because if not being godless is what Trump looks like, all right. This is Abby. She says, Trump damages the GOP ticket all the way down to the dog catcher. This is one of the questions that I've asked over and over again. What do you lose with blind support of President Trump? Let's say that Joe Biden wins. And a lot of just freaked out. Oh my gosh. Let's say Joe Biden wins. What happens if Joe Biden says something that is not factually accurate? Are you as a Republican going to go, look at that, that's terrible, that's the worst? When you've been supporting a man who has lied 20,000 times? Who lies every time he does this? That's how you know he's going to lie. He's lied since the day he was elected. He bears false witness daily for personal gain. What if Joe Biden has a gaffe? Are you going to hold that against him? President Trump gaffes all the time. You can't hold that against him. What if it comes out that Joe Biden was not faithful? Well, you've looked past all of Trump's infidelities. I mean, what reasonably can you hold against Joe Biden that Democrats will not turn around and say, wait a minute, you blindly supported Trump doing that thing? We have not held on to our moral compass. We have not allowed our religious values to be the top. And I believe conservatives will pay for a very long time. Just my personal belief, because we are all being judged as though we all blindly support this man. Fortunately, more Republicans than I think in any other presidential campaign have come out and spoken against this man. He has driven a lot of Republicans out of the party because they couldn't take it. They couldn't stand it. He finally forced them to choose between their moral compass, what is right, and what he is teaching and preaching. Again, I will ask you, I understand the choice between Biden and Trump, but I will ask you, in the final assessment, let's say there is a final judgment, and that judgment comes down that people chose Trump, but in doing so, the entire nation became more divided, more hateful, and abandoned the core Christian principles. Will it have been worth it? And can this nation stand if it abandons its core Christian values, in the name of a tax cut, in the name of a wall, in the name of conservative judges. Because when it is all said and done, what matters most is who we become in our hearts. And I talk about this all the time. There's this point when you're fighting for a cause that if there's not good leadership there, then you run the risk of becoming what you hate. And I'll give you an example. You see those, there are those who will fight against racism, and they fight and they fight, and that's a valuable cause. But they get to a point where they start judging every single white person as a racist. And so what they've done is they've become a racist in their heart in fighting racism. That's why Martin Luther King's vision and his leadership was so important. Because for him, it wasn't about that. It was about equality. And it was about all men being judged by their character. If you're fighting for conservatives so aggressively, and you have a leader that doesn't define who you are to become, and let me suggest who that is: people who still love their neighbor, people who still love those who disagree with them, people who fight for what they believe, but they don't hate those who disagree, people who would never consider violence against somebody who disagrees with them. You see, that's what a good leader would do. That's what a Christian leader would do. You can fight for your values aggressively, but if you're driven to the point where you look at your opposition with hatred and anger and disgust, then you've gone too far. You've become what you hate. And because we don't have a leader, in fact, we don't have a leader who's saying this is who we'll become, and it will be a people who has core Christian values, if you believe in Christianity, or a people that will love, for example, George Washington, who pleaded with us not to get caught up in the two-party system, who said patriotism is love of each other first, and that if we ever allow ourselves to be divided and not love somebody because they disagree with us, then that's not patriotism and that's not Christianity. Again, what does Christ teach? Love those who disagree with you. So you can disagree with Democrats all day long. You can disagree with socialism all day long. But if you're to a point now where you hate, where you despise, and somebody's ginning you up with anger and fear, then who you will become is more important than whether or not you win the battle. This is Blair. Blair says your use of, I'll put it up there, your use of he always, he never, every word out of his mouth. Yeah, I do that. Probably a little bit more than I should, but you know what I'm saying, Blair. And again, what Christian values does he represent? Blair says, which politician has not lied? Joe Biden? It's not about misrepresenting the truth. This is about the core package that President Trump represents. Again, if you're somebody who follows Trump and it's not this religious experience and you're not telling other people that he represents Christianity, and how dare you not support him because he's the chosen one, because you should think of him as Captain Moroni, then I don't have a beef with you. My concern today is those people who have been deceived, who think that they're on a path that Christ would espouse. And can you tell me that that's the path that they're on? No, I don't think so. Let's see. The Gambler says, we can't give in to the left, unwilling to come together. Sorry. So basically, then, what Christ was talking about, all of those things I played for you, love your neighbor, if your enemy smite thee, turn the other cheek, all of those things have an asterisk then, is what you're telling me. The asterisk is unless they're a Democrat, unless they disagree with you politically, unless they won't come together. So only love your enemy if they love you. Christ addresses that. Christianity is never about the other person. It's never about the other party. That's the whole point. It's about you and who you become. It's not about them. If your whole Christian faith is rock solid, unless somebody else makes a choice, and then you stray from those principles, can you call yourself a Christian? Again, where does Christ say, unless they're a Democrat?
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies.
Unless they're a Democrat.
Do good to those who hate you.
Unless they're a Democrat.
Bless those who curse you.
Unless it's Joe Biden.
And pray for those who mistreat you.
Unless it's Nancy Pelosi.
If anyone strikes you on the one cheek, let him hit the other one also.
Unless it's AOC.
And if someone takes away your coat, let him have your shirt as well.
Unless it's a Democrat.
Give to everyone who begs from you. And if someone takes what is yours, do not ask for it back again.
Unless it's a liberal.
Do for others only what you would have others do for you.
Do you see what
I'm
saying?
If you love only the people who love you, why should you receive a blessing?
If you love only Republicans.
For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, why should you receive a blessing?
Why?
Even sinners do that. Love your enemies.
Unless they're liberal.
And lend, expecting nothing back. And then you will have a great reward. For you will be sons of the Most High God. For he is good to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
Think about it. Who is this country becoming? Who are Trump supporters becoming? This is Jessica. Maybe this deep divide is all part of the plan of the final days. Whether you want it or not, it's a road the majority is heading down. Well, again, talking about Mormon belief, there's supposed to, in the final days, be a separation between the wheat and the tares. And I've always believed that this will be a time when members of the church will be challenged and they will either hold true to their core Christian values or they will go elsewhere. Is that what's happening here? Only you can know. Only you can answer that. Cheryl says, you're knocking it out of the ballpark with this podcast, Jay. Thank you. Again, I have for the longest time, and this is the longest podcast I've ever done, I've not made this about religion. Even when on the campaign trail, people yelled at me and I was sworn at because I had the nerve to call into question some of President Trump's actions. And those of you who listen to me, you know that there are things that this president has done that I openly have supported. And, but when it comes to a United States senator saying, think of him as Captain Moroni, because, and he tells us why, he seeks not the praise of the world. He seeks the well-being and the peace of the American people. And then so many people in those rallies and on the campaign trails talk about Christian values. I believe that so many have abandoned what I've played for you today. And if a large group of Christians are following somebody who is causing them to not be Christian in their attitudes and their beliefs, that's what an antichrist is. And my friends, I believe, if you look at the evidence, President Trump is an antichrist. And that is probably the statement that's going to cause half of my listeners to stop listening and for me to get death threats. And who knows what else? But I've asked and asked for what principles, what Christian values, how is this nation more Christian because of Trump? And you may, if you answered it and I missed it, we've been getting so many comments, I apologize. I will go back and read them when I'm done with this podcast. But you know, only you can answer the question. Are we more Christian as a nation today after 4 years of the man who is to be thought of as Captain Moroni? Jessica says, we all mess up, fail to follow Christ exactly. Everyone is on their own path of learning how to be better, improve, including our leaders. I really feel like people believe they are doing their very best. I don't doubt that. But Jessica, somebody's got to stand up and ask the question. This is not about somebody messing up. This is about a leader of the free world who is leading a mass of Christians away from the core of Christianity. And somebody's got to be like Captain Moroni and stand up and wave the flag of Christianity and say, wait a minute, this is not Christianity. This is the complete opposite. This is anti-Christianity, taught by an antichrist. Again, if this was just a flawed man who sometimes, you know, showed forth those Christian values or whatever, that would be a totally different story. But this is Clint. Clint says, hang on, let me get you up here, Clint. Now you've stepped in it, but he is an antichrist. Again, I think I'm going to get severe ramifications for actually coming out and saying that. Jessica says, but who will listen? Well, if you're a Christian, you believe in a final judgment, and one day you're going to have to account, I guess, if that's the way it works. And you're going to, and I think you'll be asked, hey, why didn't you wear a mask? You know, that you were told if you wear a mask, other people, their lives could be saved. Hey, why did you leave the great commandment, love your neighbor as yourself? Hey, why did you turn to hate? Really? You turned to hate for a tax cut? Really? You turned to hate for a border wall? You know, the Savior himself says, there'll be many in the last day who come to me and they think that I will recognize them, and he'll say, I never knew you. Again, only you can answer that question. And I don't stand before you as somebody who claims to be perfect. I am far from it. That's part of being a Christian, is knowing your faults and working to resolve them every single day. But when you see masses of people following somebody who teaches the complete opposite of Christianity, and he does constantly, and they are following him, believing they are following Christ's message. Antichrist. This is Rob. Rob says, bringing religion into politics, bad move. I agree. Even though I firmly believe this country was divinely created, separation of the two, almost all the historical wars can be traced to the issue of religion versus politics. I totally agree with you. That's why I was so frustrated by Mike Lee and what he did, and so frustrated. I remember back when Mitt Romney was running for president, there were people who taught my kids in Sunday school, Mitt Romney's going to win because God has chosen him to be the president of the United States. But here's the problem with that. If the Constitution inspired by God, then that means God wants the people to choose. And here's the other thing that's so interesting about where President Trump is and where many Republicans are. They don't want the people to be able to choose. They want authoritarianism. In fact, they want a form of fascism. Again, back to my Mormon friends. I'm going to say something. And I'm sorry if you're not Mormon, you're not going to understand this. But one thing that I will often say is that parents want the Satan's plan for their children. They would never take Satan's plan for themselves, but they want it for their children. And Republicans who are out there saying the blessed, inspired Constitution, which says the people will come together and they will vote, and it doesn't dictate whether socialism or conservatism or liberalism, says the people will be able to fight for what they believe through their vote and they will have representation. Well, both sides want to overpower the other side completely. That's not what the Constitution is. That's not what it's about. Hang on, I'm taking a drink. Let's see, Steve. Steve says, wow, Romney was really good. I'm going to get rid of that little screen thing. Hang on a sec. There we go. Romney was really good at bringing religion into politics when he voted for impeachment. And how could I, of good conscience, vote for a party that agrees with abortion? You really think that that his decision to vote for impeachment was about religion? I think it was about he looked at the facts. And I would not have voted for impeachment, but I completely understand why the Democrats voted for impeachment. And you can't tell me. You can try. But are you telling me that if that was Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton in the White House calling up a foreign nation saying, hey, we'll give you this aid if you open an investigation into Donald J. Trump, you can't tell me you'd be apoplectic about that. That's how the two-party system has completely clouded our ethics and our judgment. When you flip it around, you do the partisan reversal test. You cannot tell me, just like Democrats right now trying to say they wouldn't have replaced Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election. I don't believe that for a second. But Democrats are exactly right that the Republicans are completely hypocritical with what they did with Merrick Garland. And if you were listening to my show back then, I said day after day, this is going to come back and haunt the Republicans, and that they are being hypocritical for what they're doing. And I think there's going to be a huge price to pay for that. The entire structure of the Supreme Court is now in jeopardy because of that hypocrisy and those blatant lies. But the two parties standing across this chasm, pointing fingers at each other, saying, you do this, and not holding their own side accountable is a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of nonsense. This is Rob. Religion and politics have to meet somewhere. It's very interesting when you think about it. I don't believe that the founders wanted religious institutions. I don't believe the founders wanted even religious laws. In fact, God's name or the name God does not even appear in the Constitution. Religion does, but not in the original Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. I believe that the founders believed that this nation needed to have good Christian people in order to stay. And the problem is that many good Christian people have been led into non-Christian beliefs and actions in the name of Christianity. And that's more of a threat to this country than Joe Biden is. Let's see. When? What if Trump held a press conference and apologized for his rude behavior, etc., and promised to be better? What then? First of all, when? You know that's not going to happen. There have been so many times along his presidency where I thought, okay, he's going to turn a turn. He's going to stop the tweets. He's going to stop doing this. And then when he got COVID, I thought now is the chance for him to reverse course on the madness. And he didn't. He doubled down. Chris Christie, who ended up in an ICU, came out and said, I was wrong. We should have been wearing a mask. He learned his lesson. The President Trump paints himself into a corner. There's no way he can turn around now. There's no way. All right. I think that I've held you up long enough. Thank you for your comments. Please think about this. Please share this podcast with everyone that you know. And I know, again, that it's going to get me into trouble. Hang on. That's not the one I want. Stop. That's the one I want. I know this podcast is going to get me into trouble because I came out today and I called President Trump an antichrist. But I really want to challenge you to tell me how and where that is not the case. Has he not led millions of people or good Christians to a place where they do not follow any Christian principles, at least the ones that I played for you, of loving your neighbor, loving your enemy? That's just not happening. So please share this with everybody that you know. And please take a minute and donate to this podcast. I may need it. Scan that QR code and make a donation, either a monthly donation or a one-time donation. And we'll see how this message is received. But thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I hope that we think about who we are becoming individually in this fight. And if it's worth sacrificing all of our core principles, if we get a conservative president for 4 more years. Just a thought. Thank you and have a great weekend.